Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is on the front line of defending our youth in a wicked culture that is intent on destroying them. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Liberty Counsel is involved in defending our youth. They are facing challenges like never before in our history. Certainly, you and I didn't face these kinds of challenges when we were young. We never would have imagined some of the challenges that they're facing today, but we are on the front line. For example, in New Jersey, a youth there that may have been sexually molested by someone of the same sex, a boy who was sexually molested by the likes of a Jerry Sandusky, or for whatever reason develops unwanted same-sex sexual attractions or has an urge to engage in same-sex behavior but does not want to do so. Some young boy, some young girl like that, that is seeking desperately to change, seeking desperately to address these conflicting feelings or actions or behavior, will not be able to obtain counsel in the state of New Jersey or California, frankly, for that matter, but cannot obtain that kind of counseling because the state of New Jersey passed a law that said you can't engage in change therapy. You can't have any change counsel. That if the counselor even provides the idea that you can change, that's unethical behavior and you could lose your license. Liberty Counsel's on the front line challenging those restrictions to be able to give opportunity for change to our young boys and girls, our young men and women.
And this is just an example you give, Matt, of how the secular left, unfortunately, is willing to use children as pawns, these selfish adults, to try to further their own political self-interests. And these special interest groups have lobbied for this kind of legislation. And regrettably, in New Jersey and California, I know Cincinnati has pushed forward a similar kind of ordinance and in Washington, D.C., the goal being to give only one side of a debate. And, you know, Matt, this is deception. And Satan is the great deceiver. And Satan hates more than God, or as much as God himself, God's beloved, and that is mankind, particularly young people. And this is an example of how Satan is using these folks here to partner, unfortunately, with him in trying to destroy and single out young people so that they cannot find out the truth and get to the truth of what may be causing these same-sex attractions, as you mentioned, sexual abuse or other sins that are perpetrated against them, and instead pigeonholing them into what is demonstrably, based on CDC statistics and so forth, a self-destructive lifestyle. We know that there are people who have, until thousands of people who have found freedom from the homosexual lifestyle, many of them through this kind of therapy and getting to the root cause of their unwanted same-sex attractions. And that's what we're talking about here is unwanted same-sex attractions. So this is just one example of how Liberty Counsel is swimming upstream against the tide of our culture right now and standing firm in defense of young people.
Well, and also with the so-called transgender, transsexual things, you know, you can't change your DNA. You can't become male if you're female or female if you're male. You are what you are at birth. But this silliness that says that you can you are what you think, and therefore if you think you're somebody of the opposite sex, you ought to be treated that way, and you ought to have the rest of the culture bow down and accept that fictitious reality, that is impacting our young people as well. It is dangerous. It is damaging. You know, we stopped the reading of I Am Jazz at Mount Horeb Elementary School. They were going to read this in an elementary school where this person had hormone-blocking medication at a young age. I mean, that's dangerous in and of itself. We stopped the reading of that nonsense in a public elementary school. We also are working with others around the country with these kinds of things, with bathrooms that put young girls and women at risk of men using those facilities. We also helped a Florida student who was disciplined for saying "God bless America" over the school announcement system. Numerous other students persecuted for their faith in schools have also received our assistance. One that was given failing grades because she believed in God ultimately got that reversed, and she is an A student, and she did get A's after we intervened. But this one student was disciplined just for saying "God bless America." We got that overturned as well. And we resolved more than 40 cases, more than 40, involving public school districts discriminating against after-Christian clubs called the Good News Club, sponsored by Child Evangelism Fellowship. They were stopping them, discriminating against them in use of the, in terms of the use of the facilities, the time of use, the fees that they would charge, or announcements or ads regarding the meetings. All of those we were able to resolve, 40 of plus cases. Now the gospel is going out in these particular areas to these young boys and girls that were being stopped, prevented before Liberty Counsel's involvement.
Well, Matt, Jesus talked about, and I'm paraphrasing here, but said, you know, it's better to have a millstone put around your neck and to be thrown into the sea and drown than to corrupt the little ones, to go after the youth and children and corrupt them with the deceptions and the lies that are pushed by the anti-Christian left. And Liberty Counsel really is answering God's call. Is, you know, Christ tells us to be his hands and feet in this world. We are to be salt and light and to go into our culture and to stand firm for truth in love, always exhibiting the love of Christ, but to stand firm for the truths, the inherent truths found throughout Scripture, not least of among which are these issues you're talking about with unwanted same-sex attraction, are certainly religious liberty. And we have seen with the youth, as you mentioned, around the country in the public school setting and in other arenas, being attacked for merely exercising their First Amendment religious liberties guaranteed by the First Amendment. Well, the First Amendment is under assault, and Liberty Counsel is on the front lines in defense of all aspects of the First Amendment, whether it's free speech, free exercise of religion and association, and on and on.
And, you know, we actually have a feature film that was released on DVD in Walmart in September of 2015. It's called Uncommon. I would encourage you to get that. You could show that in, as part of your school or youth group. I would encourage you. It's just a family movie. It's not just for youth, but it's set in a high school setting where students are confronted with the elimination of the budget so that they can engage in some of their drama programs. So they decide to create a drama of their own, and it happens to include some religious Christian themes, and they're then told that they can't. They go through lots of emotions. They go through different ups and downs, challenges, and their faith is challenged, tested, but they come through, and it's a great interpersonal encouraging movement, but it also is a good movie about the issues of religious freedom in schools. The movie, again, is Uncommon. I encourage you to get that. You can order it online at Amazon or any other place like that online. You can order it directly from Walmart. That's where it is being sold on DVD. And it's also been broadcast on TBN. It has been aired internationally on the TBN network. And I know a number of people I've run into have already seen it. So the movie is Uncommon. Thank you for standing with Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand for our youth. The youth are under attack like never before. Some of the things are so bizarre, so disconcerting in terms of the youth. They are the future. They are so vulnerable in our society today, and they are under intense attack. So we need to pray for our youth. We have Liberty Prayer Network, which is our prayer intercessory program. You can be a part of that as well. If you want to be one of our prayer intercessors, contact us at Liberty Counsel. But stand with Liberty Counsel in this new year as we stand for the youth and for the future of our country. Go to lc.org. You can call us also at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. You can receive our special report, our special year-end report that we did for 2015. It overviews Liberty Counsel in all of its different aspects, and I think you will be surprised But I think you'll also be encouraged that Liberty Counsel is involved in so many different areas. Many of these, you can receive multiple newsletters and emails to keep up involved with issues related to religious freedom, whether it's young people or churches, DVDs for pastors and programs for churches. We have many, many more opportunities and resources available for you. Go to lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel in this new year. Get encouraged and partner with us financially as together we make a difference. With God, all things are possible.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.